Okay, we're going to take a big turn here. Scientists in Ireland have recently made some remarkable discoveries about Irish history, and they've done it by analyzing the DNA of four ancient skeletons. The first headline is that Ireland's first farmers originated in the Middle East. The second headline is that all those stone rings and tombs that we associate with Ireland have nothing to do with the Celts. Here to explain all this is our history guy, Chris Wolfe. Chris, let's start with that first headline. Ireland's first people were from the Middle East?
Well, not the first people, but the first farmers, for sure. We know this from the DNA of a woman who lived about 5,200 years ago and is buried near one of those ancient rings, a place called Ballynahattie in Northern Ireland. And her closest modern relatives actually live in Sardinia in the Mediterranean, a genetic type almost unknown in modern Ireland. So let's just call her Maria for now.
So what do we know about Maria?
So her world was the Stone Age. That means all her tools and implements were natural products like stone and wood and what have you. And she was a farmer, meaning she didn't rely on hunting and gathering for her food. But as I said, the interesting thing is that she has most in common genetically with the people of Sardinia. Her DNA indicates she has a Mediterranean face, probably brown eyes, dark hair. And the ancestors of this group definitely have been traced to the Middle East. They probably migrated to Ireland over the centuries along a kind of a maritime route via Spain, since there's some, you know, genetic markers from Spain as well that show some links. You know, increasingly scientists are finding these Neolithic farmers all over Europe, including Ötzi, the Iceman, who was found in the Alps a few years ago.
Wow. So she was found buried near one of those ancient stone monuments. Was it her people who built them?
Definitely. They were constructed at around exactly this time frame, around 5,000 years ago, give or take, which is about 1,000 years before the arrival of this next group of people that we're going to talk about.
And who are these newcomers?
For this group, the scientists got the DNA from three gentlemen buried on the island of Rathlin, just off the coast of Northern Ireland. And it's long been known that these guys had a completely different technology. These are Bronze Age guys. It means they've discovered metalwork, so their tools and weapons are metal, bronze, initially. But what's now been established is that these guys also genetically very, very different, which means basically that a whole new population moved in and displaced and replaced Maria's people.
But wouldn't they have intermarried and intermixed?
Possibly, but not to an extent that was genetically or demographically significant. So this kind of indicates that at some point her people just lost out to this new and very different population.
So where do the Celts come into all this? Are they the Bronze Age farmers that they've just examined?
Well, we don't have any evidence about what language any of these people spoke, either Maria, the Mediterranean-looking lady, or these new blue-eyed newcomers with the metalworking skills. But interestingly, they have a very close genetic affinity with the modern people of Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. So as the scientists on the project say, this kind of invites the possibility that maybe the language was introduced around this time as well.
And where did these farmers come from, the Bronze Age farmers?
You'll never guess.
Where?
Genetically, they originate in the steppes of what's now Ukraine and Russia and migrated all across Europe, displacing and replacing these Neolithic people pretty much wherever they went, except for places like Sardinia. For some reason, they just left Sardinia alone. So those Sardinians are still genetically the purest, if that's the right word, form of those ancient Neolithic farmers.
So I assume subsequently there have been other migrations into what's now Ireland today.
Right. I mean, there's a very close affinity to the modern Irish people, but there are other dilutions, and particularly the English. The English have a very different kind of Germanic kind of genetic set of markers. So obviously some dilution has been occurring over the centuries.
Amazing story. The world's one-man history desk, Chris Wolfe. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.